and welcome to the Sportscast Good Friday special, March 30th, 2018. Today we have a new guest on the Sportscast. He knew him since Liberty University. He played for Liberty football. And I cannot say any more intro because he can say it himself. Mr. Ty Turner, welcome to the Sportscast.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
Good, man. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your time at Liberty, your professional life, you know, and also your time playing for the Flames?
Yeah, I played, man, it seems like a century ago now. I played for the Flames back in 2005, 2006. I came there, I played JUCO ball, senior college ball, out in New Mexico, and then I ended up earning a scholarship to Liberty. And I played, first I came in there under one coach, Ken Karcher, and played a year. It was a 4-3 defense, and I played defensive end. And then the whole staff got fired. A new staff came in under Danny Rocco, and I played again defensive end in a 3-4 defense. And I believe I started about 16 out of 22 games and had some good production. Definitely got better each and every year of my college football career. So, yeah.
Yeah, you were during that transition time from Karcher. He was there for years and then went to Rocco, which yep. he revolutionized the program.
Yep. They're definitely, and I was kind of too bad because I think it was like 4 years after me, he ended up leaving to Richmond. I think he's gone. Didn't he? Have you followed his career? Because he left Richmond too, didn't he?
That's all I know, that he went to Richmond, and I think he might have got an assistant job at UVA again, which is where he came from originally, but I have to do some research.
I think maybe it was Delaware, actually.
Yeah, they he's at Delaware. Wow, you know your sports.
Yep, and then Turner Gill's been at Liberty since.
Yeah, and they really like him. I heard they beat they beat Wake Forest, I think, this past season.
They beat Baylor.
Yes, which was huge.
Baylor. Yeah, they beat him I think it was like triple overtime or something.
Yeah.
Being a Power 5 school, that's always good news.
And their quarterback, he's actually from this area, so it was which I'm not sure if he's going to come back next year, so.
Oh, the Flames quarterback? What's his name?
Oh, I forgot his name, but I know he's a local person here in this area. I think he's from Broward County, which you probably met a lot of Florida guys when you were there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
Florida,
where. Yeah, exactly. So I think it's Bo Swanson.
What'd you say?
I think his name is Bo Swanson, maybe. I don't know. I got to double check. But
he did some good things. Done some good things. You know, I to be honest with you, I'm not the best alumni. I don't really follow the Flames that closely. I'm a huge college football fan, but I tend to follow the Power 5 schools because, you know, that's for the biggest trophy. So I'm a big Oregon Ducks fan. I like Nebraska. I love their new hire. So I'm probably a terrible alumni, but I do know that Liberty's playing in the FCS this year. They're no longer FBS.
Yeah, they finally got into to the FBS. It took a while. That once they changed the AD, it made a big difference. Like he just like once he got hired, like the first day, we're in the FBS.
And they're an independent. They're in an independent, right?
Yeah, just like Notre Dame, but they want to join a conference eventually. I think the Sun Conference or something they want to join, but
that'd probably be a good move. Don't move. Don't try. Yeah, probably Sun Conference over like the American, because the American, I think Liberty wouldn't do very well.
Yeah,
but Sun Conference, I could see them having decent results there.
Yeah, they're also their stadium, Williams Stadium. They're having like a second level. I think it'll be done by this season. And it looks really good. I think it's going to increase their crowd size by a lot. So,
oh well, yeah. I mean, I remember I came back there because I'm from Minnesota. Just state that, but I hadn't come back probably for 6-7 years. And when I came back to Liberty, it looked like a totally different campus.
Oh, I know.
I was like, that's crazy. It looked huge.
I
Baseball
know.
stadium. Yeah, football stadium was bigger. They had a new practice facility, and that place just gets bigger and bigger.
Were
yeah.
you there when the new training facilities were done?
Yeah, I was like the first year when they had the new football complex and the new weight room and yeah, that. But I was not there for the baseball. I was not there for the practice facility, and then of course all the other stuff that they've built on campus I wasn't there for. So it definitely has grown exponentially since I left.
Awesome. Well, let's get started with the show. NFL, a lot of things going on this offseason. We first saw Alex Smith getting traded to the Redskins, and the biggest signing so far has been Kirk Cousins to the Vikings. What are your thoughts?
I'm live in Minnesota, but I'm not a Viking fan. I'm a Packer for life. So I hate the Vikings, let's be honest. But as far as the roster, I mean, they made it to the NFC Championship last year, so clearly they have a pretty talented squad, especially on defense. And they have some good things on offense. They have Thielen and Stephon Diggs, and a good tight end, and the good new running back, Dalvin Cook, if he comes back healthy. I mean, they have some pieces in place, and Kirk Cousins, he's good. I mean, he's a good quarterback. I don't know if he's now the highest paid, I believe, quarterback in the NFL, right?
I think so.
Yeah, well, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, he should not be the highest paid quarterback.
Well, hold on. I think Garoppolo's still the highest.
I think, which is ridiculous too. I think Cousins is higher paid than them. But how in the world are they higher paid than Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Andrew Luck? I mean, am I missing something here?
Well, yes, in the world of sports, and you have to. I mean, you have to respect this. I think Garoppolo, you know, spending his time in New England really get his value up, and then win 7 games in a row, for San Francisco. I think that bought the whole value up. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I know he's looking for a contract extension, and I would too if I was his agent. But I think Cousins, I hope the Vikings do terrible, I'll be honest. But I think they'll be pretty good. I mean, they have a great defense. They have one of the best defenses in the NFL. So adding a quarterback who's, I mean, Cousins is better than Bradford. Bradford is just so injury prone. And then I thought Keenum did a pretty good job, and he ended up getting a contract himself for the Broncos. But I do think Cousins is a more talented option.
I was surprised because I kind of thought, you know, stick with the person you went, you know, to the dance with. But I guess people are saying that, well, Minnesota made Case Keenum good.
I mean, he wasn't that impressive at his other stops, but I don't know. He did pretty good. And we'll see how he does in Denver. But I think Denver's going to end up drafting someone. So I think he's kind of just a plug-in person right now and to have someone learn under him. But I really think that the Broncos are going to end up drafting someone this year.
So speaking about the draft, the order is Cleveland, the Giants, the Jets, and Cleveland again. Where do you think those teams are going to go? What direction? Let's start with Cleveland.
You know, this is such – okay, how it's setting up, clearly the Jets – traded up for a reason. They're going to get a quarterback. I mean, they don't have a quarterback, so they need to get a quarterback. Then you got the Browns number one. They don't have a quarterback. I mean, yeah, they have Tyrod Taylor, but they're going to draft someone. And so it's such an interesting. It's like, and then you have the Cleveland going at fourth. It's such a quarterback driven league. There's not a lot of elite quarterbacks out there. That's why the Vikings are paying crazy money for Kirk Cousins. The Browns are going to go quarterback. Who would I draft first in the draft? Josh Allen. I think he just has the most upside. Look at his arm. He has a ridiculous arm. I know he had terrible, he's not terrible, but his completion percentage at Wyoming was, I think, 54%, which is not great. But Wyoming is not a talented team. I mean, if you go by the 247 team talent composite, which rates the talent for each individual college, Wyoming in 2016 was 123rd in the nation and 11th in the Mountain West. And this last year, they were 117th in the nation and 11th in the Mountain West. He probably will not play with has not played with another guy who really is on an NFL roster. And I know he didn't have great games against like Iowa. I'm an Oregon fan, so I saw that game against Oregon. But when your offensive line is literally getting run over by the defensive line and your wide receivers cannot gain any separation from their defensive backs, what is he really going to do? He doesn't really have anything. He's literally fighting for his life to just stay upright, and he's trying to make plays. And I think when you saw him at the combine, he had the best arm. He's the biggest. He had the best measurables, best 40, best. I know vertical leap, broad jump, all that stuff doesn't matter that much for quarterback, but he was best at all of those measurables. He also had the highest Wunderlich score by a lot over Rosen, Darnold, Mayfield. Lamar Jackson had one of the lowest Wunderlich scores in the history of the Wunderlich. But I just think he's I just love his upside, and I think he's a guy that he didn't get any scholarships out of high school, went the JUCO route, got one Division I offer to Wyoming out of JUCO, and he just has just tremendous upside. And I think he could be a guy that is a big time steal in this draft. And I know that people love Sam Darnold, but Sam Darnold played with some of the best talent in college football. If you could go by the team talent composite, USC is a number three team talent. He had like Juju Smith-Schuster, who ended up being a Pro Bowler his rookie year. He had guys like Tyler Vaughns, Michael Pittman. He had Ronald Jones, who's going to go in the draft this year. Stephen Carr. I mean, so much talent at USC. And at times, Darnold didn't play well. I mean, against Notre Dame, he had a horrible game. You saw him against Ohio State, he did not play well. Washington State, he lost in the game with that late turnover. He did have a very good redshirt freshman year. But his sophomore year, his numbers weren't great. His completion percentage was down. He had 26 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. He had less touchdowns, more interceptions. His measurables, I don't think, were that impressive at the combine. I don't know. I would take Josh Allen. I just don't think Darnold is quite. I know that a lot of people are extremely high on him. I'm not as high on him.
How about the Giants? You think the Giants are going to go for for a quarterback, a running back like Barkley, or maybe a defensive end like Bradley Chubb?
If I was the Giants, I would draft a quarterback because Eli Manning's getting older. But I don't think they are. And I think that's kind of why the Jets might have felt comfortable going up to third, because I think they think they're going to get the second quarterback in the draft. And I'm actually hearing rumors that the Bills might be trading up with the Giants. Have you been hearing that?
All I've been hearing from the Bills is that Mayfield is visiting them. That's all I know.
I actually was just reading before I got on here with you that they're thinking about trading up at second, and actually it's Allen who they want.
Wow.
Because I think, even though I think Allen should go first, I think that most people believe that Darnold's going to go to Browns. I think the consensus out there amongst most experts is that, I think other than Mel Kiper, they have Darnold going to the Browns. So that makes the second pick. And so number three pick, I got a feeling that the New York Jets are going to draft Josh Rosen, don't you?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what like
I
everyone's
do.
saying. I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and he screams that he wouldn't, if he's not going to go to New York, then where is he going to go? I mean,
Yeah.
I have my opinion. I'm a huge Pac-12 fan, and I've never been very high on Josh Rosen. I think he's very talented. I think he's a smart quarterback. He's very polished, but some of his, like, having a hot tub in his dorm room and some of his kind of out just statements,
His
I
antics.
don't know. I just think Cleveland won't draft him
No,
because
they're not.
I think
No.
Cleveland, he wouldn't fit in Cleveland. So I think Josh Rosen goes third to the Jets, which at second, that's interesting. I think it's going to go a few ways. Who would I take if I was the Giants? I'd take the quarterback because they need someone. So there, I would probably actually, well, since I think Darnold goes first, and at second pick, if I were the Giants, I would take Allen. But I don't think that's what they're going to do. I think they're either going to trade the pick, or I think they draft Saquon Barkley.
Because that's a big dark horse because he may not be top four.
Which I mean, you think about it, because I was going back looking at, you know, who the last number one pick for a running back was?
Elliott. No idea.
No, Kajana Carter from Penn State, 1995. Wow. That back in Joe Paterno's day. So that's how, like, running backs don't get drafted high.
Yeah.
I think, what was Elliott? Was Elliott the fifth pick for the Cowboys?
I think so. Was a good pick.
Okay, and then you had Leonard Fournette, who was the fourth pick. Back in the day, you had Peterson, who was probably the fifth pick for the Vikings. Tomlinson went fourth pick. I think Marshall Faulk was up there. Williams is in the top five picks. But they don't – running backs don't get drafted that high. I think Todd Gurley might have been top 10. But other than that, a lot of running backs, because just they have such a low life expectancy in the NFL. But Saquon Barkley is just a freak.
It's a freak of nature.
I think you have a point, though. I could see him falling out. I could see him going fourth. Because who are the Browns going to take with their second pick? Who do you think the Browns are going to take?
I mean, I would honestly choose a running back, Barkley, and then the fourth go for the quarterback.
Okay, so you would take Saquon Barkley first.
Yeah, I will take him first because you have Tyrod Taylor sitting right there. But, I mean, like, they'll probably choose a top three quarterback once they reach the fourth spot. I mean, they got nothing to lose. It's all win-win.
Okay, so you think they take Barkley first, so second you have the Giants taking?
Anyone. We don't know.
Who would you – Who, if you had to guess who they would take? So
well, probably Darnold.
So you have the Giants taking Darnold.
Darnold. Okay. And then Rosen for the Jets. And then the fourth spot would be another quarterback.
Who would you think the Browns are going to take?
Well, it'll probably be Allen.
Allen, okay. So you would take so where would you have Mayfield going?
He's the wild card. He could go as low as they to like the 11th or even like the second spot. I would like for him to go to the Dolphins, but that's just wishful thinking.
They're picking 11th, right? No. What are the Dolphins picking?
Well, right now they're at 11th, and they're predicted. Apparently, the prediction is Mayfield. That is the rumor, because you know Tannehill is not safe anymore, so.
Yeah. And okay, so you have the Cardinals at 15th. They got to take a quarterback. I mean, Sam Bradford's their starting quarterback right now, and that guy gets hurt like every single game.
So he comes back. He's
not a long-term option. So you got the Cardinals going to draft. So you got Miami, you're right. Tannehill, yeah. I just think he is what he is. And then you got but how about the Broncos?
Broncos are they fifth. Really gonna pick? They're fifth, and they've got Case Keenum. So, do they need another quarterback? I mean, like I heard Simeon is talking to the Bears, and then you got Lynch, which supposedly is the quarterback of the future, but apparently he's not.
I mean, so this is what I'm gonna predict. This just seems like this year, because next year is not a good year for quarterbacks. I mean, you have probably two guys that are gonna go in the first round maybe next year. I would say Jared Stidham out of Auburn is probably a guy who'll go in the first round, and Justin Herbert for Oregon. But other than that, it's a really weak draft for quarterbacks. So you have – this year is where they're going to draft, and a lot of teams need quarterbacks. So I'm going to say first Darnold ends up going to the Browns. I think the Giants actually draft Saquon Barkley. I say with the third pick, the Jets take Josh Rosen. I think then – the Browns take, I guess, Bradley Chubb. He's the best pass rusher in the draft.
Or Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama.
I hope he falls to the Packers at 14. There's some rumors he does. But you have a point. He's a good player. I still think you take an elite pass rusher first.
Yeah.
And that's what – but next year you have such a – next year's defensive line – I mean, of the top 10 picks next year in the draft, the defensive line might have like 7-8 guys.
Wow.
I mean, you got Ed Oliver, Rashawn Gary, Christian Wilkerson. I'm forgetting guys. It's just a sick NFL PL draft next year. So this year is the quarterback. I really think that you have fifth pick. I think the Broncos actually shock everyone, take Mayfield. And then – I think you have the Dolphins or the Bills trade up to the first round and take Allen. And right now, because it sounds like the Bills are really high on Allen, and that makes sense. The blue-collar area, he seems like more of a blue-collar kind of guy. I would not be surprised if you end up seeing four quarterbacks taken in the top, like, six picks.
Oh, yeah, easily. No doubt.
Yeah, and then – maybe someone reaching on Lamar Jackson, and it's a reach. I do not think Lamar Jackson is going to be a good NFL quarterback.
You say it for
I think I think he's a bust potential crazy. He should play receiver, if anything. And he's refused to run a 40. I guess his agent might have told him to do that. He better have, because that's really what he has. I mean, he's not a polished passer. He had that Wonderlic score is really bad. I know you don't put a bunch of emphasis on it, but it's not good. And I do not see Lamar Jackson being a NFL quarterback. Don't see that.
Now,
I think you go Mason Rudolph over him, to be honest with you.
We found out in a few more weeks. We'll find out where the draft is headed. A lot of shuffling, a lot of trades. Packers, they cut Jordy Nelson. What are your thoughts?
I love Jordy Nelson. You know, they're trying to put more money in the bank to get some more bodies in there. And we do need it. We need some pass rushers. We need another corner. Our defensive backfield is not strong right now. We have Kevin King out of Washington is a good looking young corner, and we have the kid out of North Carolina State at safety, but we need some more D-backs and we need some pass rushers. I think we should, if we have the possibility of drafting Davenport out of Texas San Antonio, I think we need to draft him. Receivers, they were talking to Jordan Matthews. I don't know where that's gone exactly, but I think they're just trying to open up the bank to get more players. And I think that they've felt like Jordy Nelson's production wasn't worth his price tag.
Where do you see Nelson going to?
He went to Oakland.
Oh, he did. Okay. Wow. I totally missed that news story.
That's cool.
Raiders, you know, were once known as the team of the wash-ups. A lot of the, you know, wash-up players would go there, like Rich Gannon.
There they go again.
Which
– there they go again. John Gruden.
Yeah, someone was asking me, if Nelson goes there, does that mean Crabtree will be leaving?
He did. He got released.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah.
You beat me to the punch twice. Not good.
So maybe the Packers signed Crabtree. I don't know. He might have been signed already, but we definitely need some – We got a decent we need receivers. I just don't know who out there. I haven't looked into it enough. I mean, we have right now on the Packers roster, we have Devontae Adams, who's pretty good. You have Randall Cobb, who's been productive. Montgomery can play some receiver. He plays running back, kind of that all-purpose kind of guy. But we definitely need to pick up some receivers in free agency and in the draft. But this is not a good draft for receivers.
No.
I think there's one guy that might go in the first round, Calvin Ridley out of Alabama.
Whoa.
And I don't think he's that good. So, not good. I shouldn't say not good. Of course he's good. But I don't think he's really a first-round talent.
And Aaron Rodgers typically doesn't throw to tight ends.
No, and they got Jimmy Graham. Yeah, he's not a big, but they got Jimmy Graham, which is the big pickup. And I think that there's a couple of good tight ends in this draft. That kid from Penn State.
Yeah.
Did you see that kid from Penn State at the combine?
I've heard about him. I heard he's doing – I mean, he did a good job, yeah. I've heard his name, but
– Yeah, he ran got 4.5, 41-inch vertical. I mean, he's a freak. And Andrews out of Oklahoma was their leading receiver. He was the leading receiver in Oklahoma over anyone on the receiving corps.
Wow.
So that kid's good. So there's a couple tight ends that – and then there's a kid from South Carolina that's pretty good. Can't think of his name right now. But there's three or four tight ends that are like – in that 15 to 45 range, I would not mind if the Packers picked up one of them. Because I think they're really some special talent. If you can pick up a good tight end, that's like, like a safe haven for a quarterback. But you're right. Rodgers does not throw a ton. He throws a lot to the backs and receivers. So,
we think about the overrule about the catch, no catch is no longer in place.
Well, that means the Packers would have lost to the Dez Bryant.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't really have an opinion on it. It is what it is. They're always changing rules. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah. Well, the NFL draft will be on Thursday, April 26th, and it will end on April 28th. So we got a month. A lot could happen. A lot of order could happen. Like what Tyler was saying, a lot of trades. You know, maybe Bills might jump to the top four. Who knows? But it's definitely – a quarterback exciting year. The free agency is still going on around. The Dolphins are losing players. The Packers are gaining players. So we'll see where things go. The switch to the NBA. Here are the standings on the East. Raptors, Celtics, Cavaliers, 76ers, Pacers, Wizards, Heat, and Bucks. How do you see the Eastern Conference?
You know, I think at the end of the day, from my opinion, it still goes through Cleveland. I know they're only third right now, but they have LeBron James. He's the best player in the NBA for the last decade by a long shot. What is it, 7 straight NBA final appearances?
Yep.
4 with Miami and 3 with – oh, yeah, you must be so sad. See him do that thing in Cleveland. I think at the end of the day, I think it goes to Cleveland. I think that they get it done. How about yourself?
I think it's going to be the Raptors. I think Toronto has had a good winning streak. Obviously, I think they're in the same page as Houston. You know, can they win big, you know, in those moments? And, of course, I know why you pick Cleveland because, you know, LeBron has been in those moments. It's going to be a rough playoff for them either way, if they make it or not. But it's I don't know. I think the Cavaliers are dwindling a little bit. And LeBron is actually wants to play in every game this season, all 82 games.
Props to him.
That's hard in basketball.
People pay a lot of money to come see LeBron play. So when he's skipping games, I don't know. That'd make me mad.
Yeah. In the Western,
when LeBron comes.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I said when LeBron's in town, tickets are up. So
yeah, he definitely him and Steph Curry, and people are upset that you know he's injured. And but speaking about the West,
rough year for Steph.
We got Rockets, we got Warriors, Trailblazers, Spurs, Thunder, Pelicans, the Timberwolves, Jazz, and then we got the Clippers, Nuggets that are vying for that. For the 8th spot, how do you see the West?
I mean, if Golden State's fully healthy, they win the NBA title. It's not even close. Let's be honest. They've won what? The last two titles. No, sorry. They've won 2 of the last 3, and then the one they lost in 7 games to Cleveland. But the problem is they're not healthy at all this year. Just a plethora of injuries. I mean, Curry has missed 20-some games. Durant, and same with Thompson. Durant's been like 10-15, and Green's been around there too. It's just been they have not stayed healthy at all this year. Curry hurt his knee, won't be in the first round of the playoffs. I know Durant's back, got teed up and kicked out of the game last night. Green's back, and then Klay Thompson's supposed to come back this weekend. If they're healthy, the first round they're more than likely going to be they're going to be the number 2 team in the West. They're going to play probably, I mean, who knows? It's so close between San Antonio, Thunder, Pelicans, Jazz, Nuggets, and Timberwolves. I'm gonna say Timberwolves because they're seventh right now. It's a little bit of a tough series for them.
Oh yeah,
that's kind of a tricky tough series because the Timberwolves have a talented roster. They have Karl Anthony Towns, Jimmy Butler. Is Butler back yet?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think I've heard he's kind of been a little bit rough lately. So,
well, yeah, he tore his MCL. His meniscus.
Yeah.
He's healing up. He's healing up, and then if he comes back, you got a pretty talented roster. I still think the Golden State gets it done, and then once they're at full strength, you'd have to think it's the Golden State. But if they can't stay healthy, then Houston's had a very good year. They have James Harden, who's then probably the MVP of the league, and you got Chris Paul and the other pieces there. So I'm gonna say Golden State gets healthy, they win the West. Cleveland, LeBron, do what they do, come in the playoffs and get it together, and I think it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State for the fourth straight year.
Wow.
Cover yourself.
I am picking Toronto in the East, as you know, and the West, I hate to say it, but I have to pick Houston. They're healthy. Golden State is not looking good. Steph won't be back till the second round at the earliest, so it'll be a lot of pressure on Durant. And so I don't think Golden State is going to go deep. I could be totally wrong, but I think Houston is, I mean, they're eyeing the prize. Getting that first seed is key, because if they do face the Warriors in the championship game for the West, then the whole home field advantage will come into play and they'll have more advantage with that. So, but I think it'll be Houston, Toronto, first NBA Finals outside of the Golden State and Cleveland matchup.
So you think it's going to be Houston versus Toronto?
Correct. Yeah, Toronto's having a good streak.
So you're saying because do you have Golden State and Houston playing each other in the Western Conference Finals?
Yes, and that's being nice to the Warriors.
Okay, but so the Warriors at that point would have all the four superstars. You think Houston can beat them? You think Houston can beat them with all four guys?
I mean, unless the Trailblazers like come up big against the Warriors, which they could, you know.
Well, okay. So Stephen Curry is probably not going to play the first round series. Once Stephen Curry is healthy, and I'm assuming Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant are healthy, you think that any team in the NBA can beat those four on the court at the same time as long as they're healthy?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, but they won't be 100% healthy. I mean, Curry's coming back from a second degree MCL.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So that,
He did. But still, let's say a 75% Steph. Remember, he was about 75% 2 years ago when they lost to Cleveland in seven.
Yeah,
he heard his name?
3-1.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they still almost won that series. So even with a 75% Steph, and let's say Durant, Thompson, and Green are at full strength, you think that Houston can beat them?
I think Houston could beat them in a 7-game series. If it goes down to game 7, I think Houston has the tip.
But who do they have? Who does Houston have other than James Harden?
They have Chris Paul.
He's injured all the time.
They got a Riza. So it's.
I'm a Riza. I know. For a Riza or Klay Thompson. A Riza or Draymond Green. I don't know. If Stephen Curry is at least able to play, and which means probably 75%. No one's going to beat him. I mean, I think we want someone to. Well, I don't want anyone to because I like Golden State.
I like Golden State too. I really do. But I mean, they don't have it all together for some reason. The B team is Swaggy P. I mean,
they've won two out of the last three titles, gone 3 years in a row. I don't know. And Houston, call me a doubter, but I just don't. I think they're. I think they've had a terrific season. I would not be shocked if Houston lost in the first round. Let's just say that.
Ooh, I mean, it could happen. That's how deep the West is. That's how deep.
Yeah, I would not be shocked. I mean, I like the Jazz. Ricky Rubio was drafted by the Timberwolves. I've always been a Rubio fan. But I'm sorry, I don't think they're going to beat anyone. But if Minnesota's an eighth seed, or if New Orleans is an eighth seed, or if San Antonio's an eighth seed, and they played Houston, I wouldn't be shocked if Houston lost.
Not at all. Not at all. And right now, the Jazz are sitting at eighth spot. And they're a good team, I heard.
Yeah. They're, you know what? They're good. They're a good team. Quinn Snyder is a very good coach. You got Rudy Gobert as one of the best defensive big men. But as a whole, they really lack star power. I like Donovan Mitchell, too. He's probably going to finish runner-up in the rookie year to Ben Simmons. But, speaking of that, how about the Philadelphia 76ers if Embiid is healthy in the East?
They're a dark horse. Everyone's saying it. I mean, last year they were dead last, pretty much. But this year, with Redick, I mean, they could tear down some walls and maybe shock some people.
And what if Fultz, you know, he's not played much this year, but what if he's the number one pick in the draft for a reason? And then you got Embiid, and you got Simmons, who's going to be just a star.
Right.
They
could be dark horse. I mean, they're not going to win it. We know that.
How about the freaking Wizards? I mean, you got John Wall, he's been out, but with Wall and Beal healthy, that's not a very fun team to play.
Well, the East, they were saying from fourth to eighth is a mix. It's like anything could happen from those eight. I mean, from those four. And then you got like the top three. We got Cleveland, but then you got the Celtics. I don't have too much money into the Celtics because Kyrie's injured and he won't be back till the second round. So,
yeah. Too many injuries for Boston.
Yeah, they're not good.
If Boston's healthy, Brad Stevens is a heck of a coach.
Oh, he is a good coach. It's a system. I mean, think about it. I thought that guy Isaiah Thomas, was like the core of the team. No, they didn't really need him. They could put Kyrie in and it'll still work.
Yep. And then remember, Gordon Hayward's been gone the whole year.
Yeah.
But then they got some good. Jaylen Brown's good and Tatum is good. So. I mean, he has some talent. I like Boston. I like Boston. But, I think they have too many injuries.
Yeah.
And I think it's a star league, and that's the problem with the NBA is just like, if you have stars, if you have the best talent, you're just so difficult to beat. And that's why Golden State, I mean, they have two of the top five players and probably four of the top 15 players. If they're on the court all at the same time, I don't know how they lose.
Tyler's convinced the Warriors are going to be limping through the finals, even at 75%, and Cleveland. So he's sticking with tradition.
And Warriors win it. I have Warriors winning it.
It is their dynasty era. So, I mean, I would love to see it. It's just seeing when, you know, how bad in shape there is and everything. But anyways, this weekend is March Madness. We're going to see the Final Four. Who do you got between Loyola and Michigan?
Michigan. Man, you have to love the Loyola story. Loyola and Sister Jean. But I do not think that they will get by Michigan. I was looking at all these rosters for the Final Four teams, and it's very interesting. Because this is not the most talented rosters. I mean, you probably, between the four teams, only have one guy who's going to be a lottery pick, and that's Bridges from Villanova.
Yep.
So I was kind of very, very shocked to see that, you know, Michigan, they have Wagner, who's probably will go in the late first round or second round, but not extremely talented Michigan team. I mean, Loyola, they are scored by committee. They don't have any, I mean, Custer is a good player, but Ingram, they have a lot of very good players, but no, like, really real stars. And Michigan's not much different. You have Matthews, you have a pretty good point guard in Simpson, but no, like, big-time stars. And that's kind of the way it is across the board. So I definitely think that it's going to be an interesting Final Four. But yeah, I take Michigan.
I pick Loyola on that one. I think they're Cinderella. Yeah, I really do think they're going to go deep, and I think they have momentum is on their side. The wind is at their sails. So I'm, yeah. What do you got between Kansas and Villanova?
Man, I used to live in Kansas, man.
How was that?
My heart says Kansas, but my head says Villanova. I think Villanova is the most. I think they're overall the best team. I think they have the best player in Bridges in the whole Final Four. And Brunson's pretty close there. And then they have a great coach in Jay Wright. I like Kansas, but this is not one of Bill Self's most talented teams. Which, I mean, he had teams with, you know, the one with Wiggins and Embiid. He had last year with Josh Jackson. He's had a bunch of lottery teams with guys that are going in the lottery. And this year, he has no one that's probably going to even be a first-round draft pick. I like how Graham's playing. I like Newman, too. That's how he's playing, but I think Villanova wins it over Kansas. But I'm rooting for Kansas. Always rooting for Kansas.
I am going for Kansas. I am going all the way deep with them. I think them beating Duke, wow, more momentum for them. I think, you know, like all that physicalness they've gone through to that bracket, which I think that bracket, in soccer terms, is called the group of death. But whoever wins that game, I think, will win the whole thing. So
you think Kansas wins it all, huh?
Kansas wins it all, yeah. I think that whole Duke win was huge. I saw that game. It was amazing. And I think they just, I mean, they're stronger after that game.
I actually think Michigan wins it all, to be honest with you.
Aren't you from Michigan?
Yeah, I think. No, I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not Michigan. I'm not a Michigan sports fan at all. I hate them in football. I just, for some reason, I think D-line gets it done. I think he's a great coach. I think he's been underrated for a long time. And I think he somehow gets his team to believe in themselves. And I think they beat Loyola. I think Kansas and Villanova is an amazing game. But I think that they kind of beat up on each other. And I think Michigan comes in there and chocks Villanova in the final. So that's actually how I see it. But I actually think the best team is Villanova. If I was gonna like have to put money on the line, I might go Villanova.
Yeah,
but,
I mean that's what Vegas and ESPN is saying. Villanova is the clear favorite.
Yeah, and they won it 2 years ago. Jay Wright's a great coach, so I think it's an interesting Final Four. I've not been as into college basketball this year as I normally have. I don't know; it's kind of lost a little bit of its luster, and then you have all the scandals coming out, which I think is kind of, you know, had this like cloud over college basketball right now.
Yeah, you know, and which was, it's usually in college football every year, you know, you pay players under their like the rug. So, but college basketball is sipping through that, and I know Rick Pitino got fired. So, to be honest, I think I've been hearing a conversation that college sports looks like a professional league at times.
You've been hearing that, huh?
Yeah,
college football.
Yeah, like the level of play is just. I mean, it's. They say it's better than like the CFL.
Oh, better. You mean better? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
The NFL, the level of play, I think, has gone actually down.
Oh, of course. I mean, I would like to see like the worst team. And like the NFL go against the champions of NCAA college football and see what happens.
So Cleveland play Alabama.
I think Alabama will win.
I don't know about that. I mean, you still got a bunch of NFL players.
Well, that'll still, probably never happen.
Somehow, you have to still block Jabril Preppers and Myles Garrett. I don't know. It's still NFL roster. I mean, even though Alabama, man, the talent they have on that team is incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love college football, though. I mean, if you're going to give me one sport that I would cover, but I would go college football. But, hey, are you looking forward to the Masters?
I don't watch golf. My dad does, but I do
you
not watch it.
Oh.
You?
But Tiger Woods is back, dude.
I heard good things about him. He's been trending on Twitter more than usual, so.
Yeah, he's looks impressive. I'm a huge Tiger fan. I'm
Ready?
looking forward to him winning his fifth.
Glad he's back. I know he had a
Second.
few rough years, and and him being pulled over by cops, and he's like overdosed or something. But I'm glad he's back.
Yeah, he's back. He's looking good. He finished second at the Valspar and fifth at Arnold Palmer. So I think he's doing a little run here at the Masters. Played here before, so.
There you go. Ready for random questions?
Sure.
Rapid fire. Can you eat a whole large pizza in one setting?
Probably not anymore. No.
What does a global entrepreneur mean to you?
A global entrepreneur? Huh. Wow. That's a deep question. I guess. Oh man, dude, I can't answer that
You know, people
one. Good question, though.
put that job title in LinkedIn, and I was like, what the heck is
Global, so it's basically you have a brand that spreads the globe. I don't know.
You have
Yeah,
assets in different continents.
this brand that can do the same thing in Africa it does here. I don't know how that makes sense, but okay.
If you moved to a new city with $100, what would you do?
What would I do if I moved to a new city with $100?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. What city am I moving to? Like Des Moines, Iowa? Oh, $100, not a whole lot, because you're not going to do anything in New York, Chicago, L.A., any of those cities, or even Minneapolis, for that matter.
You can't even get a room.
No, you can't. No, I mean, you're screwed, so have fun begging for cash.
Is your favorite apple cider? Alcoholic, sparkling, or hot?
None.
Okay.
Don't like it.
What job you would not be good at?
I would not be good at. I would not be a good doctor. I'm not into science.
Okay.
I wouldn't be a good engineer either. Don't like math enough.
How much can you bench?
Now? I have no idea. I benched 370. I benched 370 in college.
Okay.
Now, probably like 100 pounds. I don't know. Not very much. I don't know. I can do a lot of high intensity workouts. I don't do a lot of maxing.
How do you have your pancakes?
Like lightly done, like not too overdone. I don't eat a lot of pancakes though, bro. Gotta keep these abs, man.
By the way, Tyler is a professional model, so he can't do certain things like regular human beings can do.
You had to say that. Now people are like, "What is this heck? This guy doing? What does he know about sports? He's a model."
Is your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit is probably. I like kiwi. I like kiwi, strawberry. Man, I like a lot of fruit. Blueberry's good. I put them all in my shakes all the time. Mangoes. Yeah.
Have you seen like the Tom Brady special on Facebook?
No.
It's really good. You should see it. He goes into
Get
his
much food.
diet behind the scenes. He goes on his laptop every night and watch games. It's amazing.
Well. Yeah, he's kept his body good. Still playing, still winning MVP and going to Super Bowls at 41 years old.
Can't beat
Impressive.
that, man. Can't beat that. What is your favorite motorsport?
None.
What's your favorite mustard?
Honey Dijon.
What is a more boring sport, golf or tennis?
I like both. You give me Novak Djokovic at his best and Tiger Woods at his best, neither is boring. Now you take away Novak and you take away Tiger, you still got Rafael and you got Murray and Federer. What am I talking about? It's golf, I like Rory McIlroy when he's on, and Jordan Spieth can be interesting. I would probably take tennis as a whole because there's more guys. Like you take away Novak, you still got Federer and Nadal. You take away Federer, you still got Nadal. You just got more guys that I think can play at that really, really high level. Golf, it's more parity. I mean, you got some great golfers: Justin Thomas, McIlroy, Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Jason Day. But Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. I like both those sports, and the top guys in the sport are two of my favorite athletes. So,
wow,
that's a good question because I like both the sports so much. You clearly don't because you're not a golf fan, and you're not a tennis fan either.
I mean, I watch Wimbledon. That's the only tournament I watch in tennis.
So, okay, so you were expecting me to be like, they both suck, but they don't. I like those sports a lot. And two of my favorite athletes is, if I was to say my five favorite professional athletes, two of them are in Tiger Woods and Novak Djokovic.
Okay, and last one, should people wear their team jerseys to work?
Sure, why not?
Tyler and Turner, how can people reach you?
Hit me up on Twitter, TTTURNER2. And if you guys got Instagram, it's Tyler Turner Minneapolis. Just a whole lot of modeling pictures, so don't really look at that. Go to my Twitter. It's more of just a basic page.
Opening day happened yesterday. Are you a baseball fan?
That's a tough question. I mean, I know about baseball.
World Series.
What do you want to know? No. I mean, I follow every sport in some capacity. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Okay.
I think they're going to be decent this year. The Yankees look pretty good. They got Aaron Judge and they took your boy from Miami, Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, I know, man. We're cleaning
house. And he went off. He went off yesterday, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, Tyler, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. We'll probably see you around again.
Hi, dude.
All right, dude. Have a good one.
Hi, thanks, man.